You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
You told me, you keep telling me, the music's shit.
It is shit. No, it really
why are
is
you singing
shit.
To it?
Because it's catchy.
That's such a contradiction in terms,
yeah,
Don.
Yeah, but it's a shit song.
It's not, it is appropriate. Get what right back where we started from.
So what's appropriate with that? What do you mean?
Well, it's all right. We're coming on strong. We're going to get right back to where we started from. We're starting the podcast. We're getting back to where we left it.
Are we on air?
What?
Are we on air?
Now, Don, I'm getting more and more worried about your mental acuity, Don. You said to me...
Do you think it's concussion? Those whacks you got me when you set me up in front and whacked me from behind.
No, you make a very seriously good point, Don.
What?
Here you could join the cash cow train of joining the discredited Peter Jess. Don't look at me like that. He was discredited.
I'd have a very good, a very attractive representative too.
But what's that, Don?
Haven't you seen the lady that's representing the...
No?
Oh, very attractive lady.
What's she doing?
She's a lawyer.
And what's she doing?
Well, she's taking the case for all these footballers that have concussion.
Well, where's
she's
Jess?
She's taking on the... What?
Where's Jess?
Oh, she plays Peter Jess on a break.
What, looks-wise?
Oh,
no, well, I'm not... What about... What? Don, please. I thought Jess was doing this, or is he in another camp?
No, there's a lady looking after all
the...
A lady looking... Well...
So that's sex. You can't say she's a good-looking woman,
what?
Don. What?
Well, I think very attractive lady.
Oh, very. That's all right. You can say that. She's very attractive. You can't say she's good-looking. This you could have quite a case there.
Me?
Yeah, you. Why don't you go in and join the gravy train? See if you can...
Exactly right.
That's right.
Exactly
no,
right.
No,
exactly the great... That's a good... The gravy train.
The gravy train, this is what it is.
Why don't they appreciate what football has given them?
That's it. And no, why don't they appreciate that you have a duty of care when you sign up to play a contact sport, and if you haven't been king hit or poleaxed deliberately...
How many king hits did you hand out in your day?
If you haven't
Answer me.
Just let me finish that point, Don. If you haven't been king hit or deliberately attacked, that has made you go mentally retarded, if you like... then the duty of care is that it's in the thrust and parry of competitive sport and contact sport. That is one of the knock-on effects, knock-on, no pun intended. And you have a duty of care when you sign up to play. Not to be king hit, because that's a different matter. You can charge someone civilly. But all this other stuff is, it is just a, I hate to say it, but it's a... The opportunistic to be an ambulance chaser.
I think of the ramifications. And I would wonder whether the AFL really did take them on, how their other lives would be exposed.
Yes. Because
and also the ramifications. What about junior football? It would send those teams broke. They just couldn't afford it.
Well, I don't know who insures all these people, and if the AFL have an insurance policy with Lloyd's of London or
actually,
someone...
Actually, we had one with Lloyd's of London when I was president of the Players Association, and poor old Lloyd's of London didn't know what they were letting themselves in for.
That's why I mentioned Lloyd's of London, because I was insured through Geelong at Lloyd's of London.
London, yeah.
So
back in the 70s.
That's right. So if an insurance company has hitched their wagon, or the AFL have hitched their wagon to an insurance company, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, you can bet the insurance company will go through chapter and verse to see what the lifestyle of those people who play football and are now claiming mental incapacity, they'll go through their whole lifestyle to see if it actually was to do with football, it was something else.
Is Lloyd's of London still going? Because they'd insure anything back in their day, wouldn't they?
I don't know, but someone lost a fortune through Lloyd's of London because when you signed up to be a shareholder of Lloyd's of London, you had unlimited liability. If there was a huge event like an earthquake, then your whole income and your whole wealth went into paying people. So you took the good with the bad. That's hopefully right. There weren't any world disasters and you made a fortune out of being a shareholder. But when the shit hit the fan, they came to you for the money.
That's right.
Don.
Lloyd's of London.
So I don't know if Lloyd's of London. Now, Don.
Yes.
Just get tempted not to do this straight away because... incidentally, now you asked, was the doctor, Dr. Ben... was he on today? I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. This is what makes me worry about whether you've been belted around the head playing football.
By you.
I said the doc.
You were one.
The doc comes on every other week. He was on last week, so he obviously wouldn't be on this week, Dr. Ben. But you said if he was on, you wanted to ask him a question, and I wanted to ask him a question. He was going to set me up, wasn't he, with Ida Buttrose? Do you remember?
As the eligible bachelor.
Yeah. I thought he was going to get me a bit of an intro into... or CAC.
CAC, who's CAC? Oh, CAC, yes. Oh, CAC, yes.
Yeah. Kerry-Ann Kinley. I'm just wondering if it sort of just drifted into the ether because he might have got home and said to Jodie, that's the doc's wife.
I know.
Yeah, he might have said... I'm thinking of introducing Sam, who I do the podcast with, to Ida Buttrose, and Jodie might have said, "You'd be joking." No,
I think
not
she would.
That
I think Jodie's. I think she's a step above us all.
And she would talk me down.
No, I think she would.
And she'd say, "You're not going to introduce Ida Buttrose to that buffoon,
exactly.
Are you?"
No.
And
no.
I
think she's a classy lady, Jodie.
Because she thinks I'm a buffoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she, you know. And
so I reckon that's...
I think she might have got below a status. Do you think she married below a status?
That's below her station, Don. He's above his station, which
now,
means...
Now, talking about the doc, I wish he was on because I read an article in the Daily Mail. Do you know the Daily Mail that comes out? They call him a shock jock.
A shock jock, yeah.
Is that a compliment or...
Well, it's a controversial, hard-hitting person who doesn't beat round the bush, just says things that get people's attention, Don. That's the whole idea of this.
I don't think it's a compliment. Do you think shock jock? You just say anything for this.
It's a backhanded compliment.
Do you think so? I think I might.
What would you like him to be called?
Well, I don't know. I think the doc should look at it. Shock jock.
What do you think the doc would like to be called? An investigative reporter?
Well, I think he's very good at what he does. He's very articulate. He's got a smart. He's on the ball.
Do you think he's successful?
My word.
No, that's a rhetorical question. If you think he's successful, maybe the fact that he's known as a shock jock gets him the success. And people say, gee, we must tune in to hear what Dr. Ben, MD, managing Don, Dr. Ben, MD, is saying about things. Yeah. You know, that's, I would say... That would be that. Now, so...
Can I give a shout-out?
Right, so we have... luckily, Don, Phoebe... Not luckily, but Phoebe's not coming in today. Pressure of business. Might have been pressure of management, maybe. Ooh, I wonder if management have said to Phoebe, I'm not sure that it's a good idea you keep going in there. I'm not sure about...
Yeah, because you questioned the editor last week.
Well, the editor... The editor didn't put the fact that he heard something that was reported in the paper on You Cannot Be Serious. Just said, as heard on Wednesday, he said. And she said, it wasn't his fault. I said, but the buck stops at the top. This is, what's his name? Lucky I can't think of his name.
Concussion.
Yeah, no.
It is.
Well, you can't think of his
name. I know.
Anyhow, concussion. And she said, no, it wasn't him. Anyhow, it was him. She can't come in. She's under a lot of pressure.
She had a big story last week.
What was it?
Oh, it was 900 words. It got cut down.
About the woman who got raped at the... that's where we interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heather someone. McDonald.
No, Belinda Richardson.
Oh.
And it was heavily legal.
It was Heather McDonald. Heavily leaked. Now, so Don... So you were going to ask... what did I say that for?
Shout out.
Okay, so we have a lot of topics is what I'm saying, and then I got onto the fact that Phoebe's not coming in. We had your girlfriend here, Sue Stanley. She's
gone.
She's gone because she
changes her mind quickly, doesn't she? She was going to stay and help us out, and she went.
Because she's got a job, Don, and she was called. Didn't you see her take the call and said, oh yes, I'll be in the office shortly? And then Ivan, of course, is over in Perth. Ivan. Not sure about Ivan. Ivan's over in Perth. We went to the MCG.
I was going to ask you.
A group of us.
Yes.
Nine of us went to the MCG because Peter Wright, who is a... not an orderly. He is an usher there. Very successful man. He just does that because he's retired. He was a great squash player. He wanted me to see the Shane Warne hologram. Hologram, I think it is, tribute, where Shane, you go into a little theatre and Shane walks out and you swear he's in the room with you. It's very cleverly done. He goes through all his, what he did. And then there's no mention, of course he doesn't mention it, but there was no mention of him passing. Peter Wright said, had I seen it? And I said,
so
no,
you sit in what, a little auditorium, little theatre?
Yes, little, some seats there.
Yeah, I understand.
And it goes for about 10 minutes and then you go out and then the next lot come in.
Yeah.
And there's 500 or 600 people a day go around the MCG on tours looking at... of where they broadcast from, where the rooms are. And
what about the urinals? Do they take you through there, your plaque? Is your plaque on the urinal at the MCG where you belted that fellow and left him? Johnny,
plaques,
this is...
Plaques on
you
the
know,
urinals.
You know, little plaque.
Yeah.
That have all the bats and whatever else, I should imagine, the museum, the sports museum. What about a plaque in the urinal where
this
you dropped that fellow?
This might come as a shock to you, Don, but... a tour through the urinals at the MCG is not big on the list of things people want to see.
This is where Johnny laid this man out.
I understand what you're saying, Don, but they haven't got yet to taking people through the urinals, men or women alike.
I thought that'd be an interest because you're a personality. You're an eligible bachelor.
Yeah, well, I'm not too eligible because I haven't heard from ITA or CAC.
Oh, okay.
And I reckon
distance could be a problem here too because they're both Sydneyites.
Well, that's the best way to have a relationship, Don.
What?
That's just the seldom you see someone that you have a relationship with, the longer
the
it'll last.
The better it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how'd you go with the people you used to live with? How long did the spark last while you were hitched up with people? Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So if you hadn't been with the people necessarily because they were interstate or elsewhere for their job, you'd still be married.
Absence makes the heart fonder, is it?
Grow
fonder.
Yeah,
does
see
it?
If you can get something right, Don. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's concussion.
Yep. So Diven's not here. We're just doing a two-hander.
Oh, this is, and you're in a good mood too. Well done. You weren't yesterday when I rang.
If this is interesting to anyone, listeners, this is what I'm dealing with. So, Don, we'll get on to what you rang me about how the state government corruptly and dishonestly bribed people by giving them $5 to fill in a form. And when you filled it in, they ran a little promo saying how great the state government was when they're meant to be unbiased about seeking electoral information. And they bribed people to fill in a form. We'll give you $5 rebate if you'll answer these questions about us, the Labor Party. Seriously, is there anything else the state government can be accused of have been corrupt, dishonest, and completely illegitimate. It's extraordinary.
Sherelle sent that. Sherelle Ainslie. She was a independent candidate, I think, down around Frankston, Mount Martha area, Mount Eliza, the last state election. She sent it through, and she raised that issue with the Electoral Commission.
Yes, and you said to me, you said, I'm sending you through this thing there. And I said, right, I'll have a look at it, Don. So an hour goes by and you rang up and said, what did you think of the thing I sent you? I said, Don, I haven't looked at it yet. He said, whoa, what's wrong with you?
I said, but you were rude.
I didn't realise.
You were rude. I did not. You're just your normal self.
I didn't realise there was a time frame on when I had to read it. I was doing other things, Don.
No,
preparing for this, for example.
Depends on who's in the phone. Who's Roosey? You were very polite to Roosey before.
Tony Rosenberg. Oh, he is Australia's premier
golf. Can he talk?
Well,
he can talk, can't he?
Of course he can talk. I was talking to him about a very...
He'd speak with a mouthful of marbles underwater.
I was
underwater.
Talking to him about something
golf,
we were mutually interested in, Don. He didn't realise...
You were like two old women talking about your golf game. Something in the politics of your foursome or five
yes,
or four.
That's correct. He didn't realise I was waiting to get off the line to speak on a podcast. And when I said to him, well, I'm going now, he said, oh, I'm sorry to hold you up. I speak to him often. So, Don, God Almighty, I said that because...
mind's going...
No, you interrupted me. We were talking about who can't come in and who can come in. And I had a... Oh, fuck, I don't know. So...
Don't swear.
No, I was talking about... So the Anzac Day thing is coming up. Anzac Day football.
What do you think?
When's Anzac Day? Next week. 25th. What's today? It's 25th. Is Saturday the Anzac Day games?
No, it's Monday or Tuesday.
So we won't be. We'll be on after the Anzac Day's game's been played. Do you reckon most of the people who go to the football, the 95,000 who'll go to the Anzac Day, have any idea what Anzac Day is?
No.
Would you think?
Oh, I think they do.
Do you?
Yeah, I bet you they don't.
I bet you most of them think it's about the Vietnam War or the Second World War.
No,
or
it's First World War.
I know you know that, Don. Do you reckon most of them know it was about Gallipoli?
No,
And ANZ means, not ANZ, yeah, Anzac means New Zealand, our friends across the ditch.
You know what it reminds me of, Anzac Day? We had a physiotherapist at Hawthorne called Harry Miller. And Harry was a veteran of World War One, and he used to tell me what happened during that war. He was over there at Gallipoli. Do you know they used to have a break? They'd have, you know, the Turkish soldiers. They'd
truce.
A truce for, you know, Christmas.
Ceasefire.
Ceasefire, and they'd come out of their trenches, the Turks and the... And
they'd shake hands.
Yes, they would.
Then they go back and try and kill each other.
Then they go back and start
shooting again. Yeah, no, that's it. That's the way to fight a war, Don.
What?
That's what we used to do. You used to belt the shit out of me and at the end of it we'd shake hands.
No, we wouldn't.
Well, no, you never shook my hand, ever. You never shook my hand, ever.
I wouldn't shake your hand.
What?
Never shook your hand.
No, because you have an inferiority complex. Not about me. But you think, oh, if I show any sign of affection, that's weakness. Don, as I say, all's fair in love and war, I think that's what they say. So Don, Anzac Day is on.
What are we talking?
I know, what the fuck. I want to mention this. What about the sad, lonely, miserable shitheads that rounded Eddie Maguire up? Because his company made or charged the Shane Warne tribute. Did you see that?
Oh, so his company ran that?
Yes.
Oh.
What's wrong with
that?
I
didn't realise that.
Well, someone's got to run it, and wouldn't you want someone... Someone had to pay for it, for a start. So Eddie Maguire's company ran it, and wouldn't that be...
I didn't realise that.
Well, what wouldn't that is the most sensible thing to do is have a man who was going to host it have his company run it so that he can tell... I'll tell you why. So that he can tell the people who work for him, this is how he wants it done. Do it this way. We want that there. We want to get overseas content. He can keep his finger right on the button.
But he could keep his finger on the button if it was...
No, if it's someone else's company, he can't. He can't. If so, so he doesn't get... He didn't get any money out of it directly, but... Are you saying, is people saying who said his company got paid to do it?
I didn't realise that.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay.
Are you saying, are those people saying that they expect the people who do the cameras, the research, the makeup, all the lighting, all the staging, to not take a salary for a month while they plan it? What about when they do the Good Friday appeal or when they do the flood disaster or the bushfire appeal? Do you think the people who work on that behind the scenes and do all the camera work and go to the trouble of putting it to air, do you think they don't take a salary for a month? Of course they do. That's their job.
I've gone to those, as you have done, and I didn't charge.
No, because you're a personality, Don. Oh. The people who put the show together, they're workers, and they get paid a salary. And for production.
No, I thought you'd do it for Nick's.
What obligation do the people who run the Good Friday appeal or
so
the...
So where do you draw the line?
You draw the line at the people who are asked to present it, the personalities and the stars and the A-listers and the people who people tune in to watch to see them on air. They donate their services like I did and you do and everyone else does. No one got paid to do any of those things. But the people who put it on, they're workers. What do you think that they're going to say, someone's going to say, oh, look, we're doing a tribute to someone or we're doing a bushfire appeal. It'll take a month to set it up. Could you just not take a salary for a month, please? Oh, that's just nonsense. And if you think Maguire is making money out of it, well, someone's company has got to put it together. And I tell you what, I would rather his company put it together if he is being the host, because he can tell people to jump and how high. If he doesn't run the organisation that's hosting it or filming it, he's a bit hamstrung. I mean, could you find fault at anything, seriously, could you find that just sad, sad, depressed people who just want to create bullshit out of nothing? So, Don, did you know? Now, here's another thing. Did you realise, this is just a topic, Don, did you realise that Melbourne now has become the largest city? You knew that?
No, I had that down as one of my topics.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I live on the Mornington Peninsula, and through COVID we were hamstrung because we were classified as being in the Melbourne metropolitan area. And we're countryfied where I live, and the peninsula is. There is that barrier of rural. I cannot see how they classify that Mornington Peninsula as part of the Melbourne Metropolitan Melbourne Metropolitan area.
Well, Melbourne
is just ridiculous, and it goes out east, out through the hill. I don't know where the boundary is because I don't look, but I'm sure it on the map that it incorporates, I think, the Dandenongs.
Don, this was the dishonesty of the state government making sure everyone stayed indoors because they told people. But I'm sure Mornington doesn't fit into the Melbourne...
It does.
It doesn't fit into the greater Melbourne area when they say Melbourne is the largest city in Australia. And wouldn't it be good now... If CNN, do you know what CNN is?
Yeah, what, American broadcast?
Which is actually staffed and run by hookers and pedophiles.
Oh, hang on.
No, they're a disgrace. They are so dishonest. So I watch that occasionally just to see how dishonest they are, to get just a rounded view of what's going on overseas. And they do the weather. I know this sounds petty, but they do the weather. All the major cities in the world, they go through, starting at A. And when they get to M, they do Brisbane, they do Cairns. I've seen them do Adelaide. And when they get to the M's, they do Mumbai. And never, ever do they mention Melbourne, ever.
Why? Well, it's not a capital city. It's not significant.
Oh, so Cairns is it?
Oh, they mentioned
so that. Adelaide is it?
Oh.
So Perth
so
is.
So what are you saying? Oh, I didn't
I'm saying
that.
I wonder why they deliberately never put Melbourne in. They always put Sydney in, of course. And now maybe because we're the largest city in Australia, they might think, oh, we might mention the weather.
No,
because
that's not right about the area-wise. Melbourne is a very big city area-wise, but population-wise, no.
No, Don, that's not what they said. They said they are the largest city in Australia. That's what they said, the most populous. That's what it said. That's why it said it was the largest. But it's very hard to take on face value. Did you see the Bureau of Meteorology have lied about the weather and the patterns to fit a narrative that the global order wants to say about climate change, which is an absolute hoax? If you want to read a great book of a man that we interviewed here called William Kenninmonth, he wrote a book called Climate Change, A Natural Hazard. And he said all this nonsense about carbon emissions and is absolute crap. And I mentioned to you the other day, Don, that the UK emit 2% of the carbon emissions in the world, 2%. And if you can say that's contributing to climate change, you're delusional. The main people who contribute to climate change, if you're going to say it about carbon emissions, are the Latin American companies.
I was just going to say the underdeveloped countries.
And the Asian countries.
The so-called.
China, who build on a daily basis hand over fist coal-fired power stations. They still keep building them. And the climate nonsense and the Bank of Melbourne, BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology, the BOM, they have now fudged all the most of their information about climate and methane and carbon. So the dishonesty that is prevalent in our the corruption that is prevalent in our community about people pushing a certain narrative, the way you say and present facts, is palpable, Don, palpable. And you can't believe anything anyone says. And if you disagree with the mainstream view of all this, you are suddenly a conspiracy theorist. Well, I'll tell you this. Climate, fossil fuels, diversity, inclusion, equity, the voice, COVID, electric vehicles are just pushed in a biased way so that you will adhere to what people want you to adhere to for their own political reasons, Don.
I'm trying to look for a photograph.
So here's a thing. Do you know Andrew Bogut?
Yes.
Andrew Bogut comes in.
We've had him on the show.
Andrew Bogut comes in, and I didn't realise this. He said a public library in Melbourne is putting on drag queen performances to kids of between 1 and 6 years old. So parents take their kids to a drag show, and you have people either groom or it's almost child abuse to take some. Now, I have nothing against drag queens. I have nothing against people who are transgender. I have nothing against people who are heterosexuals or whatever. But if you can tell me taking a 1 to 6 year old child to a drag queen show, trying to influence them to live a certain lifestyle before they have even any chance to work out who they are or what they want to be, this is grooming. And why it's allowed to go on is extraordinary. Gender alignment for kids under 10, it's going on because people push it and no one's going to push back. Well, they do push back on it. And I couldn't agree with Andrew Bogut more. It's a disgrace that you have
take your child along? It's like taking him to a circus. A clown, male or female gets dressed up as a clown. They paint their face, but to me, I wouldn't worry about that. They're entertainers.
No, John.
What are you going to take? You take your child along, say, "This is a man." Oh, no, Johnny. Don, they're entertainers. Oh, they dress up like clowns.
Don, what is the idea of drag queens?
Doesn't matter what
what's
you are.
The idea of drag queens?
They're entertainers.
What is entertaining about having a 6-year old child go and watch a drag
queen?
Well,
why do you take a child to the circus then?
Because it's entertaining, Don. Because,
well, it's because, where you'd want to draw the line.
Okay, Don. So if you want your child to be a clown in the circus, take him along.
No. You don't want them. You go along to be entertained.
Taking a
it
child.
It just depends on your outlook and ability to put an argument forward.
Well, who would decide that it's entertaining to have a drag queen performance in front of 6-year old kids? Not to see. 6-year old kids might say, "Oh, I want to be a drag queen." Let them decide.
Well, they might say they want to be a clown.
I just said that, Don. If you want them to be a clown, take them to a circus. Don't push people and groom them into being
You're
something.
Not grooming.
You are, by word, you are. Oh. You're grooming them into thinking, "Oh, this would be a good thing to do," before they have any mental,
come on, Johnny, please.
any idea of what they want to be. Oh. Let them get to be an adult, and then let them be whatever they like. It's a disgrace, Don. It's pathetic. Who would decide that that's entertainment, going along to a public library and having drag queens cavort up and down and showing their ass and bloody... It's pathetic. It is pathetic. Not drag queens are not pathetic, but trying to
Let's
groom kids into...
Let's talk about something relevant. I was trying to look for...
That's more relevant than anything that's going on in the community.
You laugh at me because I bring up the state of the roads in Victoria. I had a photograph here of my friend Peter Manane, played with me at Hawthorne in 76 and 78 grand final teams. He was driving back from Ballarat. And I've told you about the state of the roads in the country. The people in the country do not get looked after at all. He was driving back from Adelaide at Bungaree, which is the other side of Adelaide. They've got a picnic race course there. He hit a pothole. You should see the size of the hole in the side of his car. It's like someone's taken a Stanley knife to it. Now, when the state of roads in Victoria, when are we going to kick back? And I reckon there could be litigation here.
Well,
against the people who are supposed to maintain these roads. Even where I live, and I drive through Red Hill, the Mornington Peninsula area, it's a disgrace. Even coming up on that main freeway that you go down to play your golf on, if you're observant, it is now breaking up.
Yes.
The state of road, I don't know what they're doing. Haven't they got any money to maintain the infrastructure?
No.
What?
Well, do you see how much money this government owes the Chinese? Or do you know what the debt is in this
country? Well, I think he went over there. His lordship went over there, I reckon, to address the debt that we owe.
That's right. Every one of us owes 30 grand, don't
we? Oh, yes, as far as a debt goes.
So they haven't
got
money.
Man, woman or child.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah,
everyone owes 30. I know that.
Maybe it
but
was a
But what about
sinkhole.
The state of the... Hang on. What about the state? Why don't they do something?
They haven't
it's
got
gonna
the money.
Cause No, it's going to cause somebody's death.
Yes, probably is.
I mean, I've said it to you before, my truck's out of action. I'd be up in Queensland show jumping. I've got to get my truck fixed. I cannot get tradesmen. But that's a result of going to Queensland last June. The truck is buggered.
Yes.
And it's being fixed. But
I'm in
the new highway is an absolute disgrace. They're supposed to be putting a rail line through there. I see there's a problem with the rail. It won't go through until, I don't know, 2028 or something. But they should get those big trucks off the road. They should be maintaining the roads.
I'm in vehement agreement with you, Don. Vehement.
How do your vintage cars stack up when you take them out for a drive? Oh, you only drive around the city, don't you?
Is that a rhetorical question, or are you asking me? No, are you asking me where I drive my car, or are you telling me?
I'm doing you. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, there's no answer to that then. If you're saying, where do you drive your cars, you just drive them around the city, then there's no answer to that, because that's not a question. That's a statement.
Now, listen, I went looking the other day. I told you about Solvol. I went looking for... I've had a feather duster.
You're possibly the most simple man. You are the most simple man I've ever met.
Well, of course they're simple. They're basic.
You're simple.
I was cleaning my house. I went looking for my feather duster, which I've had for 20-odd years. You know, you can't find a feather duster anywhere.
It's probably up your ass, Don.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that's the only enjoyment you get, I reckon, is putting it up your coat. I would love to find a feather
duster. They're not around. Mothballs. They're not around anymore.
Well, you want to see if you can trap some moths.
I've got moths. They're eating my wool and jumpers.
Well, then to get the, take the balls off them.
What?
Oh, Don, that's a joke. I'll show you. I've got a feather duster out
can
there.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can have. I'll give it to you.
Good. Seriously, with the feathers on it?
Or do no, you no, Don. No, it's got... right.
Or chat, do you think they...
Chat amongst yourself.
No,
bring up
on.
A topic. Don.
Right, sit down, you
Don, see if you can carry this for 20 seconds on your own.
I'm not going to.
Did you know... See Basketball Australia. Basketball Australia have rejected... A trans application
yeah,
to join.
I saw all that. That's old news.
No, it's not old news.
Well, it came up weeks ago. Andrew
Isn't
Bogart.
Isn't that fantastic?
Well, it's not.
But what? This will be like the drag queens in the library. No, what are you going to say?
You cannot play in the sporting sphere. That man cannot play in the women's game.
What? But I've just said. Isn't that great?
It is.
Oh, well, you look as though you're disagreeing with me.
No,
said,
it's old news.
It's not old news.
They've formally not, done it. But
no, this competition, it was the National Basketball League One South, whatever that is.
Yep.
They have banned trans people playing against women.
Yep, which should
well,
be
how
done.
Fantastic.
It is.
Where are all the feminists? Why don't they say this is just nonsense? And what about the arrogance... And the selfishness of the people who actually want to play women's sport when they're men. No one ever hones in on them saying, hey, have some bloody decency. What are you being so selfish and arrogant? Who are you? Stop trying to infiltrate yourself into women's sport. You're not a woman and stop pretending you are one. Don't try and hijack women's sport.
I saw one playing in the volleyball Australian Championships. Where are you off to?
Speak about something. Go on, you moron. Go on, speak.
I cannot believe you.
Speak. Come. Hello? Did you speak? Don't have dead air. Don't have dead air. I'll edit it out, Don.
Edit what out, Matt? He's off his tree. He's walked out the back. Beg your pardon? Oh, I don't know what type. He's unbelievable. Oh, jeez. Here he is. He's back. Oh, there's a feather duster. He's bought me a feather duster. Jack? I know. I was thinking of Max.
Don. This was your perfect opportunity to show that you can carry...
We're going to edit this part out.
This is the... We're not going to edit
yes,
it out.
Yes, we are.
This
Jack
is a perfect opportunity to you to show you can carry a conversation. I sit here and
carry
I speak...
Carry a conversation,
for,
talking to a
brick
I wall.
Sit here and speak for 30 seconds and you sit there and say nothing and you say, oh, yeah, because you're a control freak.
But you are.
Why didn't you bring up a topic? You could even pretend I was here and I was listening because you are incapable. You've got not one spontaneous note or not one spontaneous thought in your mind, Don. You could have spoken for 30 seconds while I got the feather duster. We'll show
Thank
the feather
you.
Duster.
Can I have that? Can I take that?
No, I'll sell it to you.
How much? I'll buy it. I don't care how much. That's because I went and bought a duster, which is inadequate. Now, that's ostrich or emu,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you reckon there's a thing about plucking their feather, or do they go and pick them up after they molt?
What?
They molt. They'd have to molt, wouldn't they? You wouldn't go and pinch them out of their tails.
What denude them while they're just out on the plains, on the prairie, just rip all their plumage off and then they run around nude.
Oh, yeah, they'd be squealing, wouldn't they?
You are completely fucked on. Now, I'm going to get hold of that very good-looking lass.
Which one?
The very good-looking lass. The very good-looking woman you said was doing a class action for. Did you remember you told me that? You said there's a really good-looking woman doing a class action for people who get hit on the head while they're playing football. And I said...
When did I tell you that?
Oh, gee. Oh, no, Jesus H.
Don't blaspheme.
Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
That's a saying, Jesus H. Christ.
No, it's not. It is. Blasphemy.
Oh, you said there was a good-looking person, woman, that was doing a class action. I said you should join her. Not join her, but you should get on to her class action because you are mentally fucked on. You are. And only your friends can tell you that. No one else bothers to tell you that. They say, oh, I think Don's going a bit simple. Well, I don't like to tell him. Well, they should tell you. I'm telling you. You're simple.
Now, listen, I was having a coffee on Sunday morning at my coffee shop, and I was flicking through Phoebe's paper, the Sunday Press, and I was looking at the sports results. Now, as a young boy, I used to listen to the radio of a Saturday night, and the amateur teams used to fascinate me. And I just happened to flick on, and I see some of them are still around, but they used to have some terrific teams. I think the amateur competition is fascinating. They have a number of divisions, but there used to be teams such as State Savings Bank, Commonwealth Bank, Powerhouse was one I remember, and another name that used to fascinate me was Thierry Pinola. Where would Thierry Pinola be? Thierry Pinola.
Oh, Pinola's a town.
But Thierry.
Oh!
It's an in the amateur football competition might in Melbourne.
Might be Thierry. Can I ask you a question, Don?
What?
Are you seriously telling me that you looked up the amateur results?
I did, because I think it's a great organisation. They have great tradition. They have about four divisions, and you go up and down these various divisions.
Doesn't it annoy you when people say amateur?
Well,
amateur. No, people say amateurs. You. I played in the amateurs.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Powerhouse is still here. They're down in, I don't know, fourth
division.
Why
don't we do a word of the week?
Richmond Central.
If you're listening, Swinburne Uni. The word is amateur. It's not amateur. And it's not contributed, it's contributed.
Powerhouse are in Division 3. I just worked it out, Johnny. Powerhouse. So, did you ever go to Powerhouse?
Yeah, I bet people are vitally interested in Division 3 of the amateurs.
Old Paradians.
Yeah.
They were in Division 1. They're now in Division 2.
Okay. So while people are digesting Powerhouse being in Division 3 in the amateurs, we're going to take a break and I'm going to have a serious talk to you about topics. You've brought up potholes again for the 48th time you've brought potholes up. You've brought up nonsensical sporting results, the third grade amateurs, Powerhouse. If
University
anyone in the
High
planet,
School, University
and then we've got
High
some
School,
very
in
interesting,
Division One.
Very interesting shout outs. Very interesting shout outs. And then we'll get on to Novus Pera. Nova Peris. What's her name?
Nova Peris Kneebone.
That's not Kneebone.
Oh.
She's ditched Mr. Kneebone.
Oh, really?
And she's on to someone else now. Oh. We'll call her Nova Peris. And she says something that we agree with, but let's have a discussion about what she said and why we were rounded up, and we will have our opinion.
Hang on, we're not going to get into trouble, are we?
No, we'd not. We shouldn't have gotten into trouble the first time, but we were rounded up by virtuous, self-seeking people
trying
to...
No, we were rounded up by one person.
Yes, we did. Exactly. That's the person I'm speaking about, a buffoon.
Oh.
And the sooner he vacates the position he holds, the
now
better.
You're having you could sort this out over a cup of coffee. When is that going to happen?
How insincere...
No. There's a cup of coffee coming. Just keep the lines of communication open.
That's the insincerity of
the person. Keep the lines of communication open.
Why?
You've got to.
Don.
That's how we
you've
settle
got to
matters
remain
in this
above.
World.
You've got to remain. Your principles
you've got to keep
and your
talking.
Morals have got to remain above people like that.
I'm just looking at your photos on the wall over here. Are you going out to lunch with Rex today? Yeah, there's a photo of you and Rex with that hat he bought from Harrods.
Yeah, We'll come back and I'll discuss that, Don, because the attention span of people has now started to drift, and we'll
or
come,
yours has.
We'll come back.